Look, sometimes you have a moment with someone, maybe it's just a glance, maybe it's a spark, but you don't get a name or number, but you felt that little energy between you. So what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. To the Starbucks barista.
Aww.
Woman for man.
Okay.
First time I saw you, you had bleached platinum blonde hair.
Okay.
And I thought, ooh, you're hot with a pretty face.
Bonus.
Then one day I came in and you smiled at me and I found myself smiling back at you in a goofy and awkward way.
Oh.
Why do I always make things awkward?
Oh, rats.
Anyways, rats. You changed your hair and it's now darker.
Oh.
But that's okay, I guess.
I guess.
I kind of liked you as a blonde.
Okay.
Over several weeks, we really seemed to vibe.
Okay.
I loved going to the Starbucks because you were always there.
Yes.
We seemed to have this fun and flirty customer-worker relationship.
Okay.
So the problem is, I ordered decaf.
Okay.
In fact, I need decaf because I have epilepsy and caffeine can cause seizures and I think you keep giving me regular.
Oh.
So while part of me wants to rip your green apron off and make out with you on one of those couches they have there, the other part of me wishes you would quit and never come back because you may be slowly killing me.
Oh my gosh.
It's an interesting dynamic.
What a dynamic that is.
Yeah. Therefore, this is me saying I love you and I hate you.
Wow.
And you should just read my order correctly, sir.
She's torn.
It's tough.
She's torn.
It's just...
She's like, how can you be so hot and stupid at the same time?
Hate you. Love you and hate you. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm not sure if that's a solid base for a relationship.
All you have to do is just quit. And they'll be good.
Or read her order correctly.
That's true. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right. Man for woman, you were reading. I was being extorted by geese. Cherokee Park.
Extorted by geese.
I'm the 30-something guy who just finished a nice afternoon run.
Oh.
You were the beautiful woman, red hair, sitting on a bench, deeply lost in a book.
Mm.
For a second, it felt like a movie. I had just changed in the restroom. I walked out, set my running shorts down on the bench nearby, and our eyes met. You looked up. I smiled. I think you smiled back.
Mm.
There was a definite spark.
Yeah.
The air was thick. The sun was shining. Then a feathered spawn of Satan ruined our moment. Out of nowhere, a giant goose waddled up, grabbed my dirty running shorts. I absolutely hate geese.
Oh, no.
I immediately panicked. Started yelling at it to drop them.
Yeah.
Hey! That's when things got worse.
Yeah.
His stupid goose friends showed up as backup. They formed an angry mob.
Oh, no.
They started hissing at me, puffing their chests out, and basically daring at me to take a step closer.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Like, come at us, bro. I couldn't just walk away. Those are my absolute favorite running shorts.
Yeah.
They fit perfectly. They don't chafe. So there I was, a grown man in public park screaming at a swarm of birds over a pair of sweaty shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
After a very tense standoff, their jerk leader finally dropped them.
The jerk leader.
I had to sprint and chase the angry mob far enough away just to grab my property out of the grass.
Well, at least you got the shorts back.
Yeah, by the time I gathered my wits, brushed the goose grime off my shorts,
sure,
and looked up to see if you were impressed by my bravery, you were gone.
Oh, she didn't even see him get his shorts back. He won the fight.
Dang.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't blame you for escaping the madness. If you remember the guy who fought wildlife over activewear, that's me. I'd love to get a coffee or a drink sometime with you. I promise I'm normal. I promise we will go somewhere completely indoors,
yes,
with zero geese allowed.
All right. I don't want the goose gang to come back. Got it.
With their jerk leader.
Jerk leader.
Hissing at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whether you're just looking for the Starbucks barista who is slowly trying to kill you with regular coffee instead of decaf.
Listen, you have to read the order. Read the order!
That's all you gotta
do. You're so cute! I love you and I hate you!
Or the lady who witnessed you wrestling geese for your shorts.
Wow.
Be one thing.
She's like, I'm out of here.
Yep, that is
Craigslist.